Stephen Curtis Chapman joins us for a conversation about the recording, Beauty Will Rise. Thanks for taking time to sit down and talk with us, Stephen.
Well, thanks for having me. Really, really appreciate it. It's great to be with you.
Stephen, I think it's important for us to take a minute just to express for myself and for those listening our sincere sympathies to you and your family over the loss of your daughter, Maria, in the tragic accident that took her home to be with Jesus in May of 2008. And I have to tell you, you've encouraged us so much as we've seen you walk through this journey in humility and grace. And the obvious question, and probably the most difficult one to answer, is how are you doing? How's the Chapman family doing?
Well, you know, that's been that question. There's so many different ways to answer the how's your family doing question. First of all, just the very fact that I can say we are, by the grace of God, surviving and continuing to be on the journey that we're on is because of the prayers of so many. And I know I've said this maybe several times from stage and interviews that I've done, but I will be saying this probably the rest of my life, how grateful my family and I are for the prayers of so many people, friends, and just our family in Christ that has come around us and lifted us up and carried us to the throne of the God of all comfort. It really has been for us a remarkable, amazing thing to watch how we have been so loved and prayed for. And I've said often that I think for a season of time after May 21st of 2008, for months following that, we were the most prayed for family, I think, on the planet. And we needed every one of those prayers and have continued to. And the reason I'm, you know, have written these songs and we're sharing this music and our continuing journey is, again, in many ways because of the prayers of so many. And we are at this moment, and I have to say that because, you know, literally it's a day at a time still, you know, it's sometimes an hour at a time even. How are we doing? How are the little girls doing? How's mom doing? How are mom and dad doing? How are the brothers doing? You know, how's Will? But we are just evidence that God is faithful, and that's the best way to answer that. We're all doing well. We're all doing okay. We're all doing awful on any given day. You know, still counseling, praying daily. You know, just trying to be there for our girls. The little girls who just have, you know, continued to just carry so much of all of this, Mary Beth and I, and when you think of us, pray for us. You know, we really understand why so many families just don't survive this. Marriages don't survive it. Grief and loss like this. It's just such a strange, unnatural thing. And yet, again, God is and has been so faithful to us, and his mercies really are new every morning, and that's how we continue to journey and continue to walk this path that God has put us on, and continue to handle this. We feel like something that he's entrusted to us, this story of pain and loss and grief, but also of his redemption and of him bringing beauty out of the pain and out of these ashes, literally, in our lives.
Our history together, you the artist and songwriter, and we the audience, it seems that you've been taking us on a journey of what you've experienced and what you've seen God working in. And it holds true again. Beauty Will Rise is a very personal album about what you've walked through in the months since the accident. I wonder, though, were you ever unsure you'd record it? And talk to us about the process of actually writing and recording this.
There were several times early on after Maria went to heaven that I literally said the words, you know, I don't know that I'll ever, certainly can't imagine ever writing a song about this journey, about this pain. And I'm not sure it'll ever even make sense to stand on stage again and sing and talk about this. And I mean, not that we didn't from minute one when Maria went to heaven, know that and trust that God was faithful and God was going to carry us through. I mean, we didn't know how, but we trusted that and believed that. But, you know, how in the world am I going to ever, you know, talk about this in songs or in music. And even when I would hear, you know, someone say, gosh, I bet there are going to be some profound songs or, you know, powerful songs come from this. That thought even was definitely the furthest thing from my mind. And really these songs that came to be the album Beauty Will Rise, I've said many, many times, they are my personal psalms, P-S-A-L-M-S, like David's psalms in the scriptures. I've grown to appreciate so much more of the psalms and understand, I think, so much deeper what had to have been going on in the heart of David as he was writing the psalms, you know, sounding almost schizophrenic at times of saying things like, God, how long, O Lord, how long, where are you? You know, I'm dying here. I'm drowning, you know, in this grief and in this, you know, in this pain and in these questions. And then in the same breath, David saying, but God, I trust you. Your love is better than life. And I will hold on to you no matter what. And I feel like that's where these songs came from for me. These were my psalms. These were those moments and have been those moments of saying, God, I don't understand any of this. I'm sure I'll never understand it. And yet, what am I going to do with that? What are we going to do with all of this, this dark journey that we're on? And God, we're going to trust you. I trust you. And I'm going to be honest. And I'm so thankful for scriptures that just became life verses for me, psalms that say, pour your heart out to God. You know, I was like, God, you invited me to do this. You said it was okay. I'm just going to cry, pour my heart out to you. And as I did that, the songs came out of that. It was never sitting down saying, oh, I need to write a song, you know, about this. It was literally just wrestling through the pain and the questions. And then the songs just came to be out of those moments and those days and those hours of just crying out to God, pouring my heart out to God.
The liner notes of Beauty Will Rise give us a sneak peek into the unique way Beauty Will Rise was recorded. It really wasn't the typical plan.
Well, this album was recorded real differently for me. And again, that was... there's several reasons for that, but one of the main reasons was I just felt like there's no way I can, you know, these songs being not even, I mean, they're songs, but they're just not typical songs for me. It's not something where I'm going to go in the studio and create this big production around these songs, because literally I'm just crying these out to God. And I really want to capture these songs in the way that they were written and in just the prayer, the intimate kind of prayer form that they were, that they came to be in. And so as I thought about that and even looking at, you know, my time frame and when am I going to record this album, I was out on tour with Michael W. Smith on the United Tour and in the spring of 2009. And I had written several songs and had really decided just to put them together, just begin recording them. I didn't know if it was going to be an album. I didn't even at the time have a record label, you know, contract and something that where they were waiting on a record from me. And so I just said, I'm going to start recording these on the road on tour. And literally, Brent Milligan, the guy that produced this record, masterfully produced this record with me, I think, and great friend and a man that walked through so much of the pain of the last year and a half with me on the road. He was playing bass with me and was there the first time I walked back on stage in July of 2008 after Maria went to heaven and wept with me and just wrestled through a lot of that with me as the guys in my band did. And so I went to him and I said, you know, will you help me record these songs? Will you help me get these ideas just recorded in the most honest, raw, organic way I can possibly do it and keep me from, you know, trying to turn this into an album or turn this into, you know, a record? Help me just get these songs documented in a way, in the most honest way I can. And so we started recording in hotel rooms and dressing rooms. When we were out on the tour, we recorded the piano of one song in the lobby of the Murat Theater in Indianapolis. We found a piano kind of in the corner covered up, and I'm like, hey, it's a piano, and I wrote this song, let's record it. And the piano fortunately was in tune mostly, and so we mic'd, threw mics on the piano real quickly and recorded a piano, and I sang vocals in hotel rooms and in church offices where we were doing concerts, and we'd find the quietest little office cubicle we could find and set up and do a vocal somewhere. And because of that, again, it was just, it allowed me to keep from putting on, I mean, when you've done as many albums as I've done and you sort of switch into making a record mode, it really helped me not go into that mode. It kept me from, you know, thinking about this as an album and really just thinking, how can I most, you know, honestly share just the pain and the hope and the struggle and the journey, and how can we capture that in the best way? And I'm just, again, so thankful for Brent and him walking along with me to help me do that.
The cover of Beauty Will Rise is a dramatic photo that was shot in China during the trip you took there following the earthquake that shook the nation in 2008. Could you tell us the story behind it and maybe your thoughts behind it, Stephen?
Well, the cover of the album is actually was a picture taken in Chaping, China, which is in the Sichuan province, right in the epicenter, the heart of the earthquake zone, from the earthquake that took place in China in May of 2008. And my family and I, all of us except for the youngest little girls, Stevie, Joy, and Maria, we were all in China in May of 2008. When that earthquake hit, we were sitting in the Shanghai airport getting ready to fly home. And we got a phone call from somebody saying, gosh, are you guys okay? We just heard there was a huge, terrible earthquake in China. And we didn't feel anything, but we got on our flight, we came home, and we began to watch the newscast, and we saw the devastation, and gosh, our hearts just broke for the people of China. We'd just been there. We have so many friends and relationships there, and work that we do with orphans and orphanages, and we knew many children were orphaned because of that earthquake. And so we really, as we were praying as a family, and that earthquake was May the 12th. We got home on May the 13th for Maria Sue's 5th birthday, and then 8 days later, our earthquake hit that changed the landscape and totally reshaped and redefined our lives. The day that Maria went to be with Jesus, May 21st. And almost immediately, our prayers for the people of China became so much more powerful and so much more just real, because we, out of our own pain, it was part of the way I think we survived. I know for me, as a dad, if I went just deeper and deeper into the pain in my own soul, it felt like a black hole that there's no escape from. But as I would pray for the people of China, even after we lost Maria, it felt like it was a way that I could sort of refocus or channel the pain in a different way, to go out to someone else that was hurting in the same way that we were. And yet we had this comfort that we're going to see Maria again. And that was the comfort that kept us breathing and has continued to keep us alive. The hope that God has truly conquered death and the grave. And we have that hope. And yet many people in China don't have it. And I think out of that, we began as a family to pray about and talk about, when can we go to China and share this hope that has sustained us? How can we go and share the loss and our grief and say, we have wept with you, we have grieved with you, but there is a hope that we've come to share. And it was about a year before we were able to do that, a little over a year, because it was July of 2009 when we as a family went for two reasons. We went to China to do one amazing thing, and that was to open a special needs orphanage, to do a grand opening of a special needs orphanage that we had been in the process of building through our organization, Show Hope. And we went to kind of have the official grand opening there, and we had changed the name after May 21st of 2008. There was still some construction to be done. It wasn't ready to be open, and in the process of finishing this incredible place of hope in China, where special needs orphans are going to be taken care of to the glory of God and in the name of Jesus, we were able to name this place Maria's Big House of Hope. and which is obviously very, very significant for us in so many different ways. Maria being a special needs orphan that we had adopted from China. And so we went to do the grand opening of that special needs orphanage, our family. And then from there, we went into the earthquake zone and we went to just say, this is our journey. This is our story. This is our grief that we share with you, but this is our comfort and this is our hope. And I did a concert in Chaping, China. And the next morning after doing this concert for the village, just villagers, everybody kind of turned up and we just sat up in the middle of the village basically and did a just worshiped really and sang, you know, over these people through a translator, tried to share our story and share the hope that we have. And then the next morning, I took a camera and we just started strolling through the areas where the rubble still was just piled up and the landslides and so many had lost loved ones and family members. And we found this amazing picture. We walked kind of literally around a corner down into this little river bed and we saw this incredible, just this view of the ruins and the rubble and the landslides and still but out of that, the new life that was beginning to come out of this as they were beginning to rebuild. And I said, let's take a picture here. And I was just standing on this kind of this stone wall and just worshiping and just praying, really praying for the people of China and praying out of our own place of loss and snapping some pictures as we did. And that ended up being the cover for this album, Beauty Will Rise.
Stephen, the first song released to radio from Beauty Will Rise is Heaven Is the Face. Tell us a little bit about your insights on that song.
Well, you can probably understand why after May 21st of 2008, I became very, very interested in heaven. I wanted to know everything I could about this place that my daughter was now calling home. And I was reading several different books about heaven and reading, of course, scripture and talking to my pastor and different ones, just asking questions. And one day I was sitting at my dining room table, and that seems like, as I think back on where so many of the songs were written for Beauty Will Rise, that's a place where so many of them were at least started, because it seems like I would sit there with a cup of coffee and Bible and some books and just wrestle with God and just pour my heart out to God. And many times I had a guitar close by or in my hands, or I'd walk to the front living room just a few steps around the corner and I'd sit down at my piano and I'd cry and I'd write songs. And so one morning I was thinking about heaven and I honestly, again, just pouring my heart out to God and saying, God, I can't do anything but be honest with you right now. And as it relates to heaven, God, you know that my desire, I long for heaven so much right now, so much more than I ever imagined. And yet, God, if I'm honest, what I long for in heaven is to see the face of my little girl. You know that I am just aching, God, to feel the weight of her in my arms, to hear her snore when she falls asleep, because she breathes so deep and would snore. For this little 4 or 5 year old little girl, she slept so loudly and she was such a messy eater, and when she would, you know, kiss you, you could smell and taste whatever she had for breakfast, which was usually maple syrup on her Eggo waffles, you know. And I just, it's like, God, that's heaven for me. I'm being honest, but heaven for me is just to get another one of those kisses from her and get to see her smile and get to hear her laugh. And yet, God, I know it's so much more than that. And it's supposed to be. I know I'm supposed to long to see your face, but God, you know my heart. And as I just poured my heart out to God, in these words, and this song started to kind of come to be through that, it was like a bridge that led me into this place of saying, but God, it is so much more. I mean, it's not just seeing Maria, but you're going to wipe every tear from every eye, and you're going to erase the word orphan, special needs orphan, from our vocabulary, because there won't be any more orphans. There won't be any more special needs. There won't be any more cancer. There won't be any more hunger. There won't be any more enemy, God. And it's just, that's what I'm longing for at the core of my soul. And out of that, this song, Heaven Is the Face, came to be.
On the single art of Heaven Is the Face and the album cover art, you'll notice a beautiful little flower. And I mentioned the liner notes of the physical album earlier. They are lengthy, but an incredibly moving story that you share there. And I've seen you share in some of the very few interviews that you've done. I guess you've talked about it on Larry King and Good Morning America. It's kind of a breadcrumb story of that flower and the art that Maria left behind for you and for us. I'd love it if you could share the story for us.
When I was writing this, the songs for this album, and actually as I was kind of assembling them and putting them together, there was so much that I felt like I needed to share around these songs, so much of kind of the story behind it, and even some of the recording, just how it came to be, things that happened while I was recording, this different places. And one of the things out of that, I ended up creating these endless liner notes. You got to have a magnifying glass to be able to read them, I think. But I just wanted to put as much information in there as I could. Hopefully it's not, you know, more information than anybody cares about, but at least it's there if you're interested at all. But one of the stories that was hard to even put in liner notes because it would take, I think I could write a whole book on this story, but we really have seen God leave us just little evidences of His hand, and we've kind of called them breadcrumbs almost in a way for our journey leading to heaven, that we almost feel like God and Maria left for us, or God let Maria kind of leave for us. And one of those most profound, incredible breadcrumbs, if you will, was the day after Maria went to heaven, we came back to our home to get some clothes together for a memorial service. And you can imagine, maybe some of you can literally imagine because you've walked through something like this, but coming back into our home for the first time, knowing that Maria's laughter and her loud voice wasn't going to be here anymore was really unbearable. I mean, it was so hard and so painful, and yet we knew we had to walk through that front door, and we had friends kind of on all sides of us, kind of holding us up, and as we walked from room to room, grabbing what we needed and then just crying and just kind of collapsing for a while, I ended up walking in the dining room where there are two little art tables that Maria and Stevie Joy would spend hours and hours drawing and coloring. And especially for Maria, it was cutting and gluing. She loved to cut pictures out and then glue on top of each other. And she would have 8 and 10 layers of things glued together. And there was one piece of paper, the art tables were all cleaned up, but there was one piece of paper on Maria's side, on her table. And I looked at it, and of course my heart just kind of leapt and dropped at the same time in a weird way, because it was something that, you know, was so special. It was a picture that I knew she must have been drawing on the morning of the accident. And it was a flower, and it was kind of Maria's signature flower. She drew it on a lot of things. In fact, we've gone through books and found this same flower drawn in different ways. And it was her little, it was a 6-petal flower, but only one petal was colored in. So it looked like, when I first saw it, an unfinished picture. And I thought she must not have got it finished. She you know, ran outside and got diverted. But I noticed as I looked at it, because she had done it with marker, there was something bleeding through the paper on the back, kind of coming through. So it made me curious. I turned the paper over, and I kind of have to back up a little bit, because one of the things that we had just been just longing for in those first 24 hours when Maria went to heaven was just, God, please let us see something. Please let us have a dream. Please let us have a vision. God, whatever we can bear, will you please give us something that tells us in some tangible way that what we believe in faith is true, that Maria is with you, that Maria is okay. And God, we need something. And there hadn't been, you know, any dream that night or any real vision. Some friends had shared, a couple of different friends, and in fact, Mary Beth's dad, that had really felt like God gave them a vision of Maria going with Jesus to heaven. But for us, we're just like, God, please let us see something. And so here I am standing the next day in our dining room looking at this flower that Maria had drawn. And I turned the page over, and on the back of this paper, Maria had written a word, and it was a word that, to our knowledge, none of us had ever known Maria to write before. She knew three or four words. She knew how to write, I love you. She knew how to write mom and dad and her name, Maria. And that was it. And she had written a three-letter word, and it said S-E-E. The word was see. And immediately, I mean, I started to sob and just, you know, from joy and from just heartache, because I knew that Maria was saying to us, and God was saying with her, see, it's okay. It is exactly as you hope and long to know it is. Maria is with Jesus. I felt like Maria was saying, see, Dad, I'm okay. See, Mom, I'm okay. And it was just incredible. It was such a gift. And there was a little butterfly that she had drawn and colored right beside the word see. And so we ended up, that flower, you'll see it on the album cover and different places throughout the album. And you'll also notice that the word see, along with a song called see, the word see is throughout the album capitalized in all capitals, S-E-E, just the way Maria wrote it. That's become a very important word to us. And the flower has become a very important symbol for us, because what we realized in looking at it more is that it's a six-petal flower and only one petal is colored in. And it wasn't Maria not getting finished with it. We really believe that God let her leave that message for us as a way of saying, you know, there's six petals here. You got six children, but one of them is whole. One of them now is complete. Maria's favorite color was blue. And she said, I'm coloring my petal in blue because I'm complete. I'm whole. No more pain. No more tears. And the rest of us are waiting for our color and waiting to be filled in, waiting to be made whole. But that's been just obviously a very important, hopeful thing for us to be able to hold on to.
The next song released to radio from Beauty Will Rise is the title track. Tell us about writing this track.
Well, the song Beauty Will Rise is really, you know, as I've shared some of our connection to the earthquake in China and how, in a way, connected to that tragedy and the devastation of that in the lives of so many. There was some kind of a connection in our hearts to that and to that tragedy. And so as I was really praying about going back to China and even praying for the people of China, the song Beauty Will Rise really kind of came out of all of that. Just that in some way, that pain being something that I could connect to. And rather than go deeper and deeper into this deep, dark place in my soul, I was able to sort of channel it in the direction of the people of China and say, God, be with them. God, comfort them with this comfort that is keeping us alive through this. And as I kind of connected with their loss, the song, really the lyrics in many ways for that song kind of came out of just me pondering that, wrestling with that, the day that the world went wrong, and just screaming literally till my voice was gone. And I did so many times in those first days and weeks of just screaming, crying out to God till I just didn't even have any voice anymore. And yet believing and knowing and already beginning to see God's promise that He will bring beauty out of the most awful, just horrific circumstances, as He has shown Himself to be faithful to do throughout history, to say what the most evil, awful thing, I will turn for good. And will you trust me in that? And I think for me, for my family and I, to say, God, we don't understand it. We don't even know how. And we're not going to pretend and stick a Band-Aid and go, oh, good, beauty will come out of this. It wasn't that at all. It never has been that. It's just been, God, this is the only way we're going to survive. We trust and believe that You will bring beauty out of this, and we will dance among these ruins, and we will see the joy that You've promised, that even though the weeping lasts through the night, that joy that's coming in the morning. And God has begun to let us see little glimpses of that beauty, little shoots kind of coming up, you know, out of the ground of new life and beauty. Maria's Big House of Hope, going to China and opening this place that now bears the name of our daughter, that gives us this joy, and just to watch what's happening there. That's been one of those, to hear stories, so many stories. In fact, this is one, the choir that sang with me on Spring is Coming. It's a choir of orphan children. It's called the Children of the World Choir. And it's made up of children that are orphans from Asia and India and some from South America. They come together, and I have done some things with them through our organization, Show Hope, and I really wanted them to be the ones to sing on my song, On Spring is Coming, and I wanted a children's choir. So they sang with me. That group, they change the groups out every year. That group went back to their homes, went back to the children villages that they raised the money for through their tours and their recordings. So they went back, and a new group was coming to do a tour. And I wanted to connect with this new group to do the song Spring is Coming live, to sing it live in at our Show Hope gathering that we do every November. And so this group is learning the song Spring is Coming. And in the process of learning the song that the earlier choir had already sung, the director, Tiffany and Steve, were explaining to them where this song came from and explaining our loss of our little Maria and why I wrote this song and how it symbolizes that there is life that's going to come even out of what looks like death, because God has conquered through Jesus death and the grave, that we will live forever and spring is coming. And so they were explaining that to them, and they said that they told them the story of Maria, and seven of those children who have heard about Jesus and even singing these songs, but in the process of hearing that, they said, we want to be where Maria is. We want to know this life, and prayed to receive Christ, seven of those orphan children. And that's just one little story of just how God brings beauty and is bringing beauty out of this. And as my wife says so tenderly and beautifully, and with brokenness, she says, you know, if in my flesh, in my humanity as a mom, I would turn all of that around to just have my little girl back. It's not like, okay, you know, because that's happening, that's in some way okay. It's still so hard, but to begin to see God redeem and bring these things out of this hard place has been part of the hope that I feel like even getting to share in this album, getting to share these songs with others who maybe have carried a grief so deep in their heart that they've never been able to articulate or never been able to bring to the surface enough to even present it to God, to say, God, heal me, begin to do a work in my heart. Maybe these songs will be a part of that, and that'll be part of the beauty. And I'm sure that we will rejoice with Jesus and with Maria sitting on my lap and on her mom's lap, and we'll get to hear the stories of how God really did bring beauty out of these ashes.
As the title of the album states, beauty will rise, and we believe that. And that's because of the gospel. Beauty will rise out of awful tragedies like this. And though the pain of losing Maria will always be there on this side of the veil, we've already seen the beauty that will come in some way. And in particular, the hundreds and thousands of dollars donated to Maria's Miracle Fund at Show Hope.
Well, you know, it has been one of the most amazing ways that we have seen God bringing beauty out of the ashes has been what's happened with Show Hope in the last year and a half. You know, it was a lot of people have heard me talk about Johannes Hope, and we've kind of shortened the name and changed the name because the scope of it has grown so much bigger than we ever even imagined. And now we're calling it Show Hope. There's all kinds of information at showhope.org if people want to go check it out, even as I'm talking about it or after you hear me talking about this. We started out giving grants to Christian families that are in the process of trying to adopt and just helping them financially, thinking at the beginning, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, gosh, if we could help 100 families, that would be amazing. Help bring 100 orphans into families. We this year gave our 2000th grant, given in October of 2009, which is just an incredible miracle, really. And in addition to that, you know, building and partnering with a doctor and some friends in China and building Maria's Big House of Hope, and now seeing that as this amazing place of literally of hope in China. It's been such an incredible thing. And it's, you know, we've got Show Hope sponsorship now, people that are able to just journey with us in a real monthly kind of regular basis and hear updates about what's going on at Maria's Big House of Hope and hear updates about the families and the children that have been adopted and hear the miracle stories. That truly has been for Mary Beth and me and our whole family. It's been one of the most amazing, encouraging, really comforting things, I think, in our journey of the last year and a half.
And there's a tour in the works, even as we record this. It's going to be called A Night with the Chapmans. At least that's the plan, right? And then what's ahead on the horizon?
Well, we're still talking about and thinking about, you know, what to do with touring and, you know, all of that. I've been out doing the Women of Faith conferences this year, and those have just been so wonderful. And those women have been so encouraging. My boys have been out with me, Caleb and Will, and doing a lot of their own things right now. And Caleb's got his own music that he's starting to do, and which I'm excited about and sad about at the same time, because that means I'm losing them some. But as far as, you know, the plans for upcoming plans, something really exciting is that Mary Beth is actually going to be joining me on tour and for the Women of Faith conferences in the fall of 2010. I'm very excited, and she's very nervous, but very excited about that too. But I really believe God has just given her an incredible story. I mean, that's been confirmed even in the last few days in some unbelievable ways of what it just seems like God is just calling even out of my sweet wife's brokenness and pain to share her journey. And we'll be doing that together, and maybe even on my tour. I'm hoping she'll be there with me on my tour, and we'll just do it side by side and be able to, you know, share our story and our journey. And so I don't know what all is planned, but definitely going to be out and you know, doing some concerts and kind of sharing this with people.
Stephen, could we get a Chapman family update on all the kids?
Well, real quick family update, just so everybody kind of knows. Emily is married. Tanner and Emily are married. They got married in October of 2008, and they are living in Northern Ireland right now. They're going to Belfast Bible College, and just it's awesome. It's so great to see what's going on with them and just hear what God's teaching them. And of course, Emily is very involved with Show Hope and working there. Tanner is a gymnast and helping run his family's business of gymnastics gym in Franklin, Tennessee. But they right now are studying, and Caleb is married to his fourth grade sweetheart, Julia. They got married in May of 2009, and two amazing celebrations that God let us have in the first year after Maria went to heaven, and it was such a gift, and Caleb and Julia are just madly in love, and it's just crazy that my son, Caleb, my 20-year-old son, is married and has a house and, you know, all this kind of stuff, mowing his yard, just crazy. And he is doing, again, great, his own music that he's in the process of writing and recording, has an EP right now out and working on a full album coming soon. So watch for that. Check him out on MySpace, Caleb, and check out his website and all of that and his music. I think you can actually get it even on iTunes and all those kind of places. So very cool and very exciting. And I'm so proud of Caleb and Will Franklin, my 18-year-old mighty warrior. I mean, he is just such a man of courage, and with all that he has been entrusted and all that he's walking through, and we're just so proud of him and so thankful. And he is a world-class drummer on top of all of it, and still the greatest big brother to ever live, as his little sisters would tell you. And so proud of Will, and Shohanna's 10, doing gymnastics, playing basketball, and doing so great. And just please continue when you think of her. Pray for Stevie Joy, 7-year-old Stevie Joy, as they continue just to walk through, you know, how to live this life and live out their life with this huge hole in their soul and in their hearts, missing their sister. And but they're doing great, and we're just, again, so thankful for the prayers of so many.
CalebMusic.com is the link for Caleb and Will's new band. And there's a link to Caleb at the Proud Mom site, MaryBethChapman.com. And, of course, the Proud Dad site, too, as you might imagine, StephenCurtisChapman.com. Hey, Stephen, it's been a special time. Thank you for a chance to catch up with you, my friend. Really enjoyed it.
Well, listen, I want to say thank you again. Just thank you for your time. Thanks for letting me ramble on. I mean, when I start talking about this, I feel as broken at times, as disconnected as ever, because I'm just so trying not to be on, you know, do an interview, but just share and talk from my heart and from my family's heart about our journey, in hopes that God really will use it to encourage those that hear it. And so thank you for giving me, again, a chance to do that. And thank you for your prayers. As you think of us, you know, every 21st of the month, that anniversary is always hard. Please continue to pray that we'll know how to steward what God has entrusted to us, this pain and this loss, but also just this incredible hope that we have, that we'll be able to share it clearly, and that we'll just be able to continue to do the battle that we have to do against the enemy and the doubts and the fears that rise up and try to, you know, just wreak havoc on our life and our family and our marriage and all of that. Just keep praying for us as we come to mind. If you hear one of my songs, and I'd love nothing more than if you just, you know, pray for us and just lift up a prayer for the Chapman family. But thank you so much. God bless you. And yeah, let's just together just watch for the beauty that God is bringing all around us, and just keep your eyes open and ask God, Lord, let me really see today. Let me see you. Let me see with the eternal eyes and see what you're doing. God bless you. Thanks so much.